Have you ever wondered why some people overcome impossible odds while others remain trapped in self-limiting patterns? The answer lies not in willpower or luck, but in the invisible architecture of our beliefs. When Robert Dilts' mother faced terminal cancer in 1982, doctors offered a grim prognosis. Instead of accepting this verdict, Dilts spent 4 intensive days working with her belief systems. The results were remarkable. She declined conventional treatments, made dramatic improvements, and 7 years later remained cancer-free, swimming regularly, and even appearing in television commercials. This wasn't a miracle. It was a demonstration of how our beliefs literally shape our reality. Unlike vague, positive thinking approaches, Dilts offers precise, reproducible techniques for rewiring the neural pathways that determine what we consider possible. These techniques have transformed Olympic athletes, Fortune 500 executives, and even influenced Tony Robbins' approach to personal development. The power lies in understanding that beliefs aren't random thoughts. They're organized systems with specific structures that determine how we interpret reality and shape our responses to the world around us. Change can occur at various levels, but beliefs represent the critical fulcrum point for lasting transformation. Dilts identifies 6 levels: environment, where; behavior, what; capabilities, how; beliefs, why; identity, who; and spiritual, for what purpose. While environmental changes might temporarily alter behavior and new capabilities expand options, transformation happens at the belief level. Beliefs determine which capabilities you'll develop and which behaviors you'll consistently perform. Our belief systems comprise 3 critical types: beliefs about cause, meaning, and identity. Cause beliefs explain why things happen, typically containing because, stated or implied, like, I have a bad temper because I'm Irish. Meaning beliefs interpret what events signify, providing emotional context for experiences. 2 people with identical medical diagnoses might respond differently based on meaning beliefs. One seeing it as a death sentence, another as a wake-up call. Identity beliefs operate at the deepest level and often prevent change because they function unconsciously as core definitions of self. One example involved an allergist who couldn't accept curing her own allergies because it would challenge her professional identity. Who would she be without the condition she specialized in treating? Have you ever wondered how you distinguish between something that actually happened versus something you only imagined? Our brains activate the same neural pathways for both imagined and remembered experiences. To differentiate, we develop unconscious reality strategies, sequences of internal representations that help us determine what's real. In one demonstration, Dilts worked with a participant named Joe, whose reality strategy involved creating visual images, contextualizing them within memory sequences, and using internal dialogue to confirm reality. By manipulating qualities of these representations, like location or brightness, Dilts could temporarily confuse Joe's reality testing. This understanding has profound implications for belief change. Identifying how someone determines what's real allows us to work within that same structure to help them accept new possibilities. Paradoxically, our most successful patterns can become limitations when they're so strongly reinforced that we stop exploring alternatives. The U.S. automobile industry exemplifies this. Their dominance made them resistant to innovation until foreign competition forced change. We have belief strategies, mental patterns determining what we accept or reject as true. Dilts demonstrated this working with Judy on her limiting belief that she can't lose weight. Her belief strategy involved visualizing a huge woman surrounding her, creating an overwhelming feeling blocking her progress. The breakthrough came when Judy learned to see this image in front of her rather than feeling engulfed by it. This perspective shift allowed her to separate from the limiting image and access her resources. By session's end, her physiology had changed dramatically, showing she now believed weight loss was possible. This reveals that effective belief change often doesn't require changing thought content, but altering thought structure. When addressing your own limiting beliefs, compare something you believe you can do with something you believe limits you. Notice the structural differences in how you represent these beliefs internally, the images, sounds, feelings, and their qualities. Then transform the limiting belief to match the structure of the empowering one. Powerful beliefs often form during significant emotional experiences called imprints, not just memories, but belief clusters that shape our identity and behavior for years. Consider a man with fear of flying who traced his anxiety to childhood when his father warned, "Never get into any place that you can't get out of," after another boy was temporarily trapped in a refrigerator. This created a connection between being trapped on airplanes and panic. Through re-imprinting, he developed new perspectives about flying and now travels comfortably multiple times a month. The re-imprinting process doesn't erase past events, but transforms their meaning by identifying feelings associated with an impasse, verbalizing formed beliefs, dissociating from the experience, finding positive intentions behind behaviors, identifying currently available resources that weren't available then, and replaying the experience with these resources. By bringing these new resources through time to the present, this process creates possibilities where limitations once existed, addressing the root causes of persistent patterns. The mind-body connection profoundly impacts health outcomes. Traditional visualization methods, framing healing as a battle between good and bad cells, can intensify internal conflict. More harmonious metaphors, like seeing white cells as sheep grazing on cancer cells, create ecological balance. In one case, a woman with leukemia demonstrated remarkable control by reducing her white blood cell count from 53,000 to 12,000 within 20 minutes repeatedly. When facing colon cancer surgery, she negotiated a delay for inner work, and by the deadline, her tumor had completely vanished. This approach extends to allergies, too. After noticing allergic reactions sometimes disappeared during sleep or distraction, Diltz developed methods helping thousands overcome allergies by reprogramming immune responses through psychological interventions. The culmination is a psychological symphony where participants identify healthy body parts as musical instruments with distinct sounds and sensations. Like conductors, they harmonize these elements, allowing vitality to spread throughout their being. This multi-sensory experience creates a powerful template for health that works even during sleep. Your beliefs form the invisible architecture behind your experiences, operating like musical scores that conduct your responses to life's challenges. By understanding their structure, you gain the power to transform them. Whether addressing health issues, relationship patterns, or professional limitations, the process remains consistent. Identify limiting beliefs, understand their structure, and transform them using your nervous system's natural capabilities. This journey isn't about forced positive thinking, but recognizing that beliefs are neither true nor false. They're either useful or limiting. Like a composer selecting instruments, you can choose beliefs that create harmony rather than discord in your life. What limiting beliefs orchestrate your current reality? What possibilities would emerge if you rewrote that score? The techniques in this book provide precise tools for this recomposition. By selecting beliefs that expand rather than constrain your possibilities, you create a life with greater choice, vitality, and fulfillment. Your mind awaits new instructions. What symphony will you compose?